US Postal Service has launched a two-week trial using self-driving trucks to transport mail across three states. It's a major development in the autonomous vehicle industry. The idea seemed like a pipe dream only a decade ago. The trial will be closely watched by freight haulers here in Australia. How far are we from seeing robo-truckies on our highways? Connie Agius reports.
Imagine driving down the freeway alongside a driverless truck. Cheng Liu from Too Simple says it's fast becoming a reality, with the United States Postal Service trialling autonomous vehicles for the next 2 weeks.
We are using our trucks to deliver their cargo from Phoenix to Dallas, and our trucks are driving autonomously on the highway. And I'm very happy to report that the first trip was a success and we were ahead of schedule.
The pilot program involves five round trips, each totaling more than 3,000 kilometres. He says each truck has a safety driver behind the wheel to intervene in an emergency, and an engineer sits in the passenger seat.
I mean, of course, there is some fear in terms of, you know, having basically robots on the road, but we do take great precaution to make sure that we're testing these technologies safely, and when we do launch a commercial product, it'll certainly be safer than human driver, and we'll want to be very transparent about how we can make this really safe for everybody on the road.
Cheng Liu says the United States and China are the company's biggest markets, but Australia is also on the list.
But US, we believe that it will be first to commercialize, given the value proposition and the shortage of truck drivers, you know, the cost of labor today. In addition to US, we do have operations in China, and so that's also a big market. There's a different problem and different set of issues we're trying to solve to China. In addition to that, I think there's a few other big markets like Europe, Japan, Australia, that over time we'll look to develop as well.
But the technology is already being trialled in Australia. Australia Post used a delivery robot nicknamed Billy the Box in 2017. It made more than 100 deliveries over the four-week trial and travelled around 140 kilometres. Majid Savi is a professor in transport for smart cities at the University of Melbourne.
Similar to other countries, we are trialling some level of autonomous vehicle. Here, the majority are around low-speed shuttle bus that have worked, for example, in airport zones or in university campuses.
He says the self-driving trucks being trialled in the United States are an important step in developing the technology, but there are some concerns.
The ones with low speed are pretty safe. But if you imagine a high-speed environment, I think there is still more work to be done, especially in an urban environment. So let's say somebody hacked into the truck for the police, be able to communicate to the truck and slow it down or stop it, you know. How are you going to do that?
Professor Majid Savi says there is a place for autonomous vehicles in transport planning in Australia.
If autonomous vehicles are coordinated as part of a connected system, so the connectivity comes first. If the connectivity is connected and automated, then you can massively improve the transport system, can massively, you know, tackle congestion problem and all of that.
The Australian Trucking Association was unavailable for comment.
Connie Agius.